Do you start practicing spirituality? Do we start seeing changes in the inner world? Yes, definitely. Like, I would say that maybe 25 years ago, before I started practicing spirituality, I was studying engineering at that time. I was known to be a very short-tempered person. I just exploded people. But it was actually within just a couple of years of practicing spirituality. It was not that the temper went away. If we consider our consciousness to be like a sine wave. Sometimes there's a crest and sometimes there's a trough. Sometimes it goes high up. Sometimes it just goes low down. And those waves also just go up and down so fast. So what I found was that the oscillations still happen. But then they're more gradual. And the highs are not so high, the lows are not so low. So it's becoming steadier. And it's not just becoming steadier horizontally, it's also the overall level of consciousness is rising up. That means what? See, there is happiness which we sometimes experience in life. All of us, while we live in the world, there are dualities. So we are happy sometimes, unhappy sometimes, we are excited sometimes, bored sometimes. But while these specific emotional states go up and down, we can say we all have a happiness level. That means when there are no major oscillations of our consciousness, where does our consciousness settle at? So some people, their habitual consciousnesses, they are irritated. Once in a while they are happy, but most of the time they are irritated. Some people, their habitual consciousness is that they are just so depressed about things. So we can see by the practice of spirituality, the ups and downs will happen. But I can say that the overall happiness level goes up. So if I am doing nothing, if I am trying to do something purposeful, it's working out, I may be happy. If it's not working out, I may be a little concerned, maybe a little annoyed. So that is just natural when we are engrossed in the world trying to do things. Those ups and downs will be there. But in the normal state, the consciousness becomes, the overall happiness level goes up. And when these various emotions come up in the inner screen, it depends on how deep-rooted the impressions are. So some people, for them, anger might just be an impression which is there slightly. They start practicing spirituality, it goes away. For some people, anger is not just a circumstantial emotion. It is like a core defense mechanism for them. Now, they use anger as a way to protect themselves from being hurt. So then, unless they find out some healthier way to have a defense mechanism, that impression may not go away immediately. So it depends on, see, whatever I said earlier, like, our choices become preferences stored within us. So some preferences are very deep-rooted. So some people, if somebody wants to give up alcohol, say, they've been drinking alcohol and they want to give up drinking. Now some people may just be social drinkers. When you are in a group of people, just to be a part of the crowd, you drink. Then if they decide, I don't want to drink, if they are no longer in that group, they are hanging out with people who don't drink, they will not drink at all. Because it was just circumstantial. So in that case, even if it pops up, no, I don't want to do it, just neglect it. But for some people, drinking may be an escape way. Whenever they feel distressed, they feel agitated, drink, they feel good. Now, unless they find a healthier way to address that need, whenever they feel depressed, whenever they feel agitated, unless they find a healthier way, that will not go away. So basically, the point I'm making here is that our actions, and especially our desires, our unhealthy desires are actually simply misdirected expressions of healthy needs. So when there's distress, I need relief, and relief is a healthy need. Like if it's hot, I need to feel some cool air. So similarly, we all need relief. But sometimes, based on the way we have lived in the past, we may be seeking relief in unhealthy ways. So then, once I understand, okay, now why am I drinking? It's not just because the alcohol is so, I like the taste so much. It's because I'm using it to gain relief. And then I find a healthier way to gain that relief. So this may require some homework. So the point I'm making is that the change definitely happens by spiritual practice. especially by devotional spiritual practice, it becomes much faster. But some changes may happen quickly for some people. For some people, some changes may take a little longer time. It depends on how tightly the impulse and response are tied together. And not just how tightly they are tied together, why they are tied together. And whatever is the need that is being fulfilled, if that need is expressed in a healthier way, then we will be able to change it much faster. Okay? Yeah. Thank you. Yes?